I invite you to join me in prayer. God of wisdom, by the power of your Holy Spirit, open us to receive your word today. Lead us in wisdom and courage as we seek to follow Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. The Old Testament reading today is from Psalm 66, verses 1 through 12. Make a joyful noise to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. Because of your great power, your enemies cringe before you. All the earth worships you. They sing praises to you, sing praises to your name. Selah, come and see what God has done. He is awesome in his deeds among mortals. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river on foot. There we rejoiced in him. Who rules by his might forever? Who keeps watch on the nations? Let the rebellious not exalt themselves. Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard. Who has kept us among the living and has not let our feet slip? For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You brought us into the net. You laid burdens on our backs. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, yet you have brought us out to a spacious place. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Our gospel lesson today comes from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 men with a skin disease approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? So where are the other 9? Did none of them return to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Holy and loving God, I pray that you speak through me, and when and where necessary, in spite of me. And Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I find myself grateful. Grateful for my family, for my friends, for my faith, for my faith communities, for you all. Even in times of stress and in the lowest of places, I find myself grateful. We have a passage today that expresses similar feelings of gratitude in the context of a healing narrative. In this case, we are told about a group of people suffering with a skin disease or leprosy. Approaching Jesus, they ask for mercy and healing. And in a familiar engagement throughout the Gospels, Jesus heals them and sends them on their way. In this case, to the priests who in that time confirmed healings of leprosy. If the story stopped there, we wouldn't be talking this morning. We would be talking this morning about the healing of the 10. But it doesn't stop there. The gospel tells us that one of the 10 men turns back. Why? Because he saw that he was healed. And not only recognized the source of that healing, but wanted to offer praise and thanksgiving for his healing. With this responsive act, it's almost as if the healing itself falls to the background. And what takes center stage is the gratitude for healing. The story Luke shares is one of 10 lepers who are healed and go on their way. But one turns back. That's quite a contrast between the two responses. The 9 that follow instructions and go to the priests, and the one that turns back. And we as the church are invited to wonder, what does this mean for us? Are we the 9 that are made clean and go on our way day by day, keeping to routine, doing what we're told? Or are we the one that turns back and offers our praise and thanksgiving? Even Jesus questions why the 9 did not turn back. Could it have been that they took Jesus' act of mercy for granted? Have you ever been in a position where you take Jesus' mercy for granted? I know I have. Could it be that they were so excited to return home to their families that they did as instructed as quickly as possible? Could it be that they exhibited faith in an act of obedience? After all, it was on their way that they were healed, not before, not after. In other words, their faith, their act of obedience to Jesus was also an act of trust, that Jesus' words were powerful enough to heal them as they left. Obedience, trust, and faith. Even without explicit gratitude, those 9 still experienced healing. Jesus healed them, all 10. And yet we have the one that turned back, the one who thanked him, the one whose faith made him well. What exactly was it about this man's response that was so noteworthy? Well, first, this one man, this Samaritan, saw that he was healed. Turning back. And in theory, turning back could be an act of disobedience to Jesus' original direction. But this man sees that he's healed, and I suspect he sees more than just a changed physical state. He sees and he recognizes the source of that grace, the source of that healing. And in doing so, he not only experienced physical healing, but a spiritual one. Experienced an act of grace so powerful that it left him no choice but to turn back. Coming face to face and eye to eye, standing right in front of Jesus, the source of grace that he received. A presence so powerful, so present, so loving, that meets us even in our most vulnerable. And when we meet him as the Samaritan did, We are compelled to offer praise and thanksgiving. Second, and I don't want this to get understated, this man was a Samaritan. And moreover, we don't find this out until after he turns back and offers Jesus gratitude. This matters because Samaritans were foreigners. They were outcasts. They were hated by the powerful and the majority. They were the least of these. And even though his leprosy was cleansed, and for the other nine, this meant returning from isolation to normal life and society, the Samaritan was still a foreigner, was still an outcast, was still hated, was still the least of these. But Jesus doubles down and tells the Samaritan that his faith has made him well. Jesus leans into loving the marginalized. The healing in this story, although it extends to the ten, shows that God's grace, God's love, God's mercy knows no bounds. It reaches across aisles, stretches beyond borders, touches the clean and the unclean, recognizes God in the local and the foreigner. So too are we called to reflect that kind of love, grace, and mercy. And thirdly, the Samaritan man threw himself at Jesus' feet when he thanked him. Bowing down face first at someone's feet is an incredibly vulnerable, humble, and servant-like posture to take. And it was from there that the man offered his gratitude. In doing this, he offered more than just the words, "thank you." He physically prostrated himself, acting out his thanks, and embodied the gratitude he offered to Jesus. Though we can assume that all ten who were healed felt some sort of gratitude, after all, how can you not? The Samaritan expressed gratitude at a whole different level. And in doing so, Jesus notes that his faith made him well. His faith. With all ten of them healed, we can assume Jesus meant something else, something deeper, something more holistic than healing of an illness or blemishes on the skin. Jesus was talking about something internal, something spiritual, something that one might not necessarily see. It was a healing that made the Samaritan whole and complete, despite being continually cast off by society. And it all started with a thank you. A powerful thank you that is, as Jesus points out, an act of faith. In this story, gratitude and faith are linked together. And gratitude is in of itself an act of service. A humbling of oneself, an acknowledgement of the source of grace, an acknowledgement that we are not doing it alone. It is the acknowledgement of someone or something, and indeed is a readiness to serve in return. In other words, gratitude begets more gratitude. A paying forward, an engagement in relationship. A thank you turns into mutual recognition of one another, and gratitude becomes connection. Gratitude is healing. It's life-giving. There is no shortage of studies that point to physical and mental health benefits as a result of gratitude. Increased hope, reduced stress and anxiety, even stronger immunity. But gratitude goes beyond healing of the physical, and it is at the heart of what God hopes for us and desires from us. It is at the center of our interactions with one another and God. Embedded within gratitude is recognition, connection, community. This is important because in this story, despite his physical healing, the Samaritan's social isolation does not change. And one might find it difficult to be grateful in those circumstances. But his recognition of Jesus establishes a relationship with Christ, and Christ recognizes him back. In an instant, mutuality is exchanged and a community is formed. The Samaritan's gratitude, in effect, becomes his stepping stone into the body of Christ, even as he is shunned by his surrounding community. He was made whole in Christ. The Samaritan shows us that even amidst undesirable and uncontrollable circumstances, our basic response starts with gratitude for life, for the world, for our community. A response to God's love through Jesus Christ and the gift of hopeful confidence, wholeness, and wellness that comes with it begins with gratitude. When Jesus says to the Samaritan, "Your faith has made you well," Jesus is saying, "You belong. You are a part of the community. You are part of my community, the body of Christ." We are called to follow the Samaritan's example, even amidst challenges and hardships, ailments and scars, sufferings and joys. And our job is not only to show gratitude to the one who loves and cares for us, but also turn outwards and live into that gratitude and love for our neighbors. By living faithfully, showing gratitude and service to the body of Christ, we ourselves are stepping into Christ's community. We are recognizing the source of love and grace, which we all freely receive, whether we respond like the nine or the one. And there is no better way to respond to that grace and that love than with praise and thanksgiving. Glory be to God, the Father, the Mother, to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.